When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow straight gate path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let's thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guide us through the morning, guide us through the afternoons, guide us through the evenings, guide us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever, his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first, always worship him, always praise him and thank him and trust him through it all, most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Most definitely, much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowships and the services. Much love to the great tribulation of saints down the road. Much love to all the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, isolated, bold, courageous believers out there who are going through it for the gospel, who are going through it for the faith, and who are being persecuted for his namesake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and upright with your journey. Amen. Most definitely, much love to all the grafted and Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures in Christ. If you just got baptized, God bless you. If you just repented, God bless you. If you just became a believer, God bless you as well. Anybody who didn't get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP. Amen. Most definitely. Greetings, family. Shalom, everyone. Most definitely. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let's gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Cry out to him, dance, express yourself. Do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until His Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So let's be watchful and prayed up. Let's be washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamps and our oils. Let us stay in our purpose, our calling for the Most High. Let us keep the commandments, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah. Let us constantly know the Lord, best get more close, and let's seek His face. Draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel, let us obey the laws, His commandments, let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, handle that, people, okay? Let the Lord keep revealing Himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways of communication, okay? Always, forever, people, stay strong and upright with it, all right? Now, in today's message, what I love to do is go through today's Bible reading, go through the recommended reading scriptures, and then go through the commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 19. Recommended reading. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. The book of Exodus, chapter 6. The book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 12 through 14. And also the book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, its whole entirety. And also the book of Hosea, chapters 1 through 3. The title of this commentary is A Jealous God. After reading this passage, we can't help but realize that no one can accuse God and His prophet Ezekiel of being too subtle. This is just one of several extremely visceral passages in this book that graphically describes God's deep care and concern for His people whom He had loved, raised, and chosen out of all humanity. Any man who has held a child of his own will be stirred by the language God uses early on in this passage. Here again, God is portrayed as a jealous God, furious that His people have rejected His overtures of kindness. We often think of jealousy as a negative emotion, forgetting that it sometimes plays a positive role. In marriage, for example, if someone threatens your relationship with your wife, jealousy can spur you to take actions designed to protect your relationship. Of course, jealousy should never lead to violence or corrosion, but jealousy nonetheless sometimes has a proper place in our relationships. Ezekiel describes how God's jealousy protected His relationship with His people. Using the image of an unfaithful wife, the prophet provides a vivid illustration of Israel's idolatry. Israel, here portrayed as a young bride, doesn't respond with gratitude. Instead, she chases after every other man who passes by. In this allegory, the other men represent idols, false gods, and the husband God responds with intense jealousy. The metaphor of marriage provides an excellent description of our relationship with God. Because marriage implies an exclusive relationship, God wants our undivided love and worship. However, just like the Israelites, we easily give into temptation to follow after other gods. While we might not physically bow before false images, we often worship more subtle idols such as money, pleasure, work, and power, etc., etc. We need to realize that our sin offends God as much as did the sin of the Israelites. God wants an exclusive and intimate relationship with us, but we make that impossible when we follow other gods. So what should we do? First, we need to remember that God loves us. He desires to rescue us and to lavish upon us His beauty and glory. But we must either choose God or continue to rebel against Him. We can't have it both ways. Take a minute to picture yourself as a child in your father's arms. Then set aside a few moments to thank Him for everything He's done for you, out of His grace, care, and concern. How would you act differently as a result of this lifelong experience? Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. How do you respond to this description of a jealous God? Do you think a holy God can really be jealous? What competes with God for your time, energy, and devotion? What steps can you take to remove other gods from your life and turn back in full allegiance to the true God? Amen. People, embrace your relationship with the Most High. Embrace the new covenant. Amen. That is the commentary. All right. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. He's the God of Jeshurun. Praise the Most High. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High, always forevermore, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us, y'all. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate. Praise the Most High, Almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bride, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my portion. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my shield, my refuge, my strength, my song, my buckler, my praise, my song, my strength, my salvation, my redeemer, my help, my helper, always forever, our provider, most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barak Afash, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yahusha, Yahusha, Ahai Yeshai, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of the heavenly lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists, believe in him, trust in him, and call on him, have faith in him, know he could do for you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders. Ask the Father what you need in his son's name, it shall be given to you. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Most definitely, we touch and agree. We are in agreement, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. Most definitely, our faith has made us well. Our faith has saved us. Our faith is how to overcome the world. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We have faith and we trust in the Most High that he always look out for us through everything in the midst of all of our situations. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the living word, word made flesh. Most definitely, we touch and agree. We know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So we know that he is the everlasting king. He is the sinless high priest. He is the way everlasting. Amen. Let us be blameless before the Lord our God, and let us circumcise our hearts. Amen. Let us forgive and repent and get baptized. Amen. Prayers up for all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, all the fatherless, the tribe of Levi, the sojourners, the strangers, the aliens, the refugees. Prayers up for all peoples, all walks of life. Prayers up for all the elders, all the babies, all the children, the young men, the young women, the teenagers. Prayers up for all the men, the women, the parents, single people, divorced people, widowed people. Prayers up for all people, all walks of life, all social classes, all situations. Prayers up for all of you. Amen. Most definitely touch and agree. What I'll do as I close out is give you all a prayer and a priestly blessing on the way out. All right, so here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.